Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Maryville High School football plays at home for the first time this season, coming up tonight against the Pleasant Hill Roosters. It's a top 10 matchup, a top 10 team from Class 3, a top 10 team from Class 4. Meeting up tonight at the Hound Pound, we're joined by Maryville head football coach Matt Webb. Coach, thanks for coming in and talking with us. And it's a top 10 matchup. We've got the home opener, new facilities. It's youth night. There's a lot going on at the Hound Pound tonight.
There is. It's an exciting time. And anytime you've got a home opener and the kind of the start of our season here at home, it's exciting. But, you know, you compound that with everything that our community's been through with this passing this bond issue and from our community and the support since the first week of April and all the construction and all the planning and all the what seemed like little projects at the time, they're kind of wrapping up here at the end. And we're not a finished project yet, but we're going to put on a really good environment tonight and a really good fan experience. And today's extra special, and like I said, a lot of times I bring in one of our guys and help highlight those guys on this show and have an opportunity for guys to hear from that. But tonight, with it being youth night, not only is it youth football night, so before a game, a bunch of everybody that's involved in youth football, whether that's our flag league or our tackle league or anybody, they're going to get to walk hand in hand with our players down to the entrance and kind of be in the locker room for pregame. And so Nolan Trenton's here. It's game day for him. He's sporting the Crosby jersey, even though it's a Raiders jersey. We're going to let that fly today. I know that's his fan kingdom, and certainly a big Chiefs win last night, so we've discussed that a little bit already. Is that right, Nolan? That's right.
Gave the head nod. You
won't say anything? I got a head nod.
All right. Too shy today. All right, that's fine.
That's fine. Takes after his dad, obviously.
Exactly,
yes.
We see the pipeline going from the youth football, the youngest kids playing flag, up to the first rounds of tackle at fourth grade, into middle school. And now, of course, we see that going up into high school, too. And this is a pretty special night for those kids to be able to be in the locker room, that pregame speech and walkout. How deep does this connection go? I mean, being a Maryville guy and growing up in this community, does this date back to when you're coming up, or is this a little bit more recent?
Yeah, when I growing up here, we didn't have those youth leagues. So, you know, our football was, you know, kind of on that grass field or out on any, you know, backyard football type thing. And we just modeled the guys that came before us. And I do remember, you know, the first state championship in 1982. I had an older brother and sister, and she played in the band. My older sister did, Laura. And I remember going to Arrowhead in the pouring down rain and watching the Spoofhounds win the state championship. And just years after that, growing up, it's always been something special to me. But you know what tonight is cool is they get in the locker room, and I don't know who enjoys it more, whether it's the youth guys or the current football guys, and what that means. I mean, we're used to a traditional, you know, pregame speech, and they'll tell you I'm not one on, you know, elaborate pregame speeches very much. You know, I'm going to more about the process and what we need to do, the steps it takes to win a football game. But it's exciting to get a bunch of young energy into a locker room and what that means and just the esprit de corps and what the excitement and the love of the game. And then, you know, that tradition of walking down, you know, that sidewalk has always been awesome. But we're enhancing that with a giant 20-foot-tall hound head with smoke coming out of it and green lights and really just to, you know, accentuate our players and our team and what it means and give them a great experience. Combine that tonight also, you know, we talk about things at the Hound Pound, not just being about football. You know, when you look on that new video board, you'll see things highlighted like our band students and what they get on a Friday night and have what they provide to that atmosphere. Tonight is our cheer clinic or spirit clinic, so it's kind of cheering and dance or combining for – they've had a great numbers this week coming in and practice, and so they'll do a halftime routine with, again, a bunch of youngsters that are interested in dance in our community. So a lot of youth people out at the Hound Pound tonight, and that's what this thing is about, and we're excited.
Maryville taking on Pleasant Hill, the home opener tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have pregame beginning at 6:30 here on KXCV KRNW. You mentioned the new entrance there with the hound head and everything coming there, the turf. We've got the new video board, which everybody's going to be featured, and that's such a cool aspect because that goes back to students actually learning to run that and everything too. I don't think folks realize just how much that's going to be impactful, not only the videos, the hype up going into a third down, but also you mentioned just the chance for band, cheerleaders, and others around being able to be featured on that. It's a pretty big production.
Yeah, it is. You know, the way you finished that with the production, and you know that that's what's unique about that part of our experience is, you know, it's called a video board, but you know, we've really kind of changed the terminology to where it's more it's a community board, and that's what we're going to highlight through that. That really, when you see everything on there, I think the unique thing is that just realize that students, you know, taught in our tech school under direction of Donovan Harris, one of our is a great example. I tried to point out the pep rally. It's just an example of one of the awesome faculty we have in the MR2 district, and Donovan kind of leads that group. All the graphics, all the videos, everything is produced by students sitting in his multimedia class in the afternoons there at our tech school. The board itself will be able to enhance, and this is just, you know, day one of it. What's amazing is what we'll be able to produce on day one. I think everybody's going to be very proud of it, but realize we're going to be taking steps forward to keep enhancing, you know, everybody within our school district and within our community throughout that board, because that's what it's meant to be. And it really, you know, who doesn't like seeing their name and their picture up on? There'll be students doing some live feeds from the stands. You know, Nolan, if you wear a crazy hat or something, you might be able to get yourself up on the video board and the kids in the entrance. And just realize when you see it, that's 100% student led, and that's really nice.
Everybody get to see that for the first time in action tonight at 7 o'clock, Maryville and Pleasant Hill. The game at hand tonight, Coach, the last time we saw Pleasant Hill, 2022 playoffs. Is this a similar team that wants to come in, be physical, and really pound the football offensively?
Yeah, you named it. Let's talk football. That's exactly what they are. You know, 2 years ago they beat us in the quarterfinals. It was a great game. You look at, you know, opportunities back and forth in the first half, going in at halftime, and then again we kind of did some things that, you know, were uncharacteristic that year, and they ended up winning in the quarterfinals in a really good football game, and that's when they're Class 3. You know, they're now moved up to Class 4. So, you know, we don't get to schedule any cupcakes here in Maryville. It's another fastball. They're a really good football team. They won last week, beat a good Savannah squad 14-12. Savannah is a very good football team this year. Coach Hayes has done a great job turning that program, you know, around and doing some really good things in their community. So that was a really good win for them. You know, they pride themselves up front. Like you mentioned, they're big and strong on their offense and defensive line. They got a really good tailback that they like to run the football. They're an up-tempo team. So you're going to see them get to the line of scrimmage really quick and snap the next play. So we're going to have to communicate quick. We've had a great week of practice. I can't tell you, you know, anytime you lose 61-12 to a good football team like Blair Oaks, you don't feel too good about yourself. But I felt really good about the way we practice and the way our guys have applied some things that we discussed and the things that we think we can fix about ourselves last week. So we're going to strive on coming out and playing cleaner. We know mistakes are still going to happen, but we're going to do them full speed, and we're going to really just accentuate and have a great time tonight playing football, and we're going to match their physicality and come out with a win.
You know, week one to week two is what you always hear from coaches, that chance to make that biggest jump during a season after getting that first game action. Is there a specific area? You mentioned playing cleaner football, but one side of the football or one particular thing of if we can do this a little bit better, then we feel like that's the biggest jump we need to make.
Yeah, I talked about a lot of times we talk about the process and what that entails. And for us, that's doing the things it takes to win a football game in all three phases, offense, defense, and kicking. And one of the biggest ones for us is, you know, we are now at -5 in the turnover margin off of week one. And that was a big number written on the board. And we get a chance to start taking away at that one at a time. You know, we get one turnover on defense, and all of a sudden we're at -4. You know, we get another one on defense, now we're at -3. And and we take care of the football on offense, and that number will just continue to climb and make those momentum plays on special teams that help us to win instead of the ones that hurt us to win. So, let's fix our kickoff team. Let's make sure that those guys are in the right lanes, and everything that involves in a punt return that we gave up. You know, we can't do the things that make it difficult to win a football game within the process. So, those are the things we want to fix.
Last one before we let you go. We've got a lot of different coaches that come out and do a lot of different weird things pregame. Do you have a superstition? What's your thing you're doing out there before game?
Well, I like to – number one, the officials always love to come up and have a conversation. And so that's my highlight of my pregame routine is whatever whatever emphasis they decide they're going to put on that game. So I say that in a condescending way, but I do enjoy talking to the officials and – finding out where they're from, finding out, maybe the last time they played us, talk about a few things within our scheme, whether that's some motions or find out what they think on our opponent. They watch film, they get the film, and our Misha does kind of have an emphasis each week on what they're going to look on that night, and sometimes it goes something silly like a uniform or, player dress or sideline activity or things like that. But so the officials is kind of a tradition. I like to take a moment and just kind of collect myself and get myself in the right frame of mind to call a game. I work on the defensive side with our defensive coaches, so I kind of see what opponents' jerseys are out there. I kind of carry a piece of paper in my back pocket that I have some notes written down on that I'm going to talk about with those officials or about that team, and some jersey numbers that I want to check and see if so-and-so is dressed out. I always take a moment and realize, why you're coaching and why you're out here, because that's what's special.
So no, like, lucky socks, not a particular undershirt, anything like that?
No. I'm gonna wear my Lululemon pants. I don't – They're the most comfortable pants, and I don't know if that's a dad or daughter's that they led that into me, but they are the best pants I own. So I've always tried to wear pants on the sideline. I know all coaches are kind of different, but I've never been down and, done the less miles and eaten a blade of grass, and certainly I thought of that this summer since now we got plastic grass. I don't know how he does that on a turf field. I don't want to eat those rubber pellets. But, there's some traditions that coaches do, but usually I'm going to collect myself and do my thing mentally to kind of get myself ready for a game.
Maryville and Pleasant Hill kicking off at 7 o'clock. Coach Webb, thanks for the time. Thanks for joining us, and good luck this evening.
Thank you, and Nolan, you have a great day.
Catch our pregame for the Spoof Hounds home opener tonight at 6:30 on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.